It almost reminds me of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, where in the beginning it looked like just another small oil spill. And as it went on and the amount that was coming out and the inability to stop it. So I think I would probably make a parallel to the Gulf oil spill.
Let's get to Yemen specifically. There are a couple of cables. There are actually three here. One of them has Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, the son of Saudi Arabia's interior minister, describing Yemen as a failed state and a very extremely dangerous state.
Well, I mean, that the fact that his comments to us are made public, of course, is damaging. I do think it is fair to say that I don't consider that a major revelation. I think the fact that the Saudis have probably long considered Yemen a failed state, that's always been a very awkward relationship, and deeply concerned about the spillover of instability in Yemen into Saudi Arabia, particularly from Mohammed bin Nayef, who, of course, was one of the first high-profile targets of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. That in and of itself is not major news. I would be very surprised if actually a cable reported a view different than that.
The cables also confirm that it was the United States military that carried out missile strikes against local al-Qaeda
right. In
South Yemen last year, strikes that killed dozens of civilians.
Right.
And they also reveal that Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh deceived the Yemeni people about this, told them and Parliament that it was Yemen who struck at al-Qaeda, only using American weapons.
And you know, confirming that is again, I think it is dangerous. It is damaging. There's no question about it. Again, however, it has actually been a fairly public understanding. I mean, it's either Human Rights Watch or Amnesty International has also, you know, had confirmed that earlier. The confirmation of it through private channels, the fact that we may have known about it before it was public, yes, that is a problem.
There are analysts who are saying that all of this information plays right into al-Qaeda's hands. What do you think the ultimate fallout will be there?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, I think you do bring up a critical point. How is this going to be used by people like al-Qaeda? How is this going to be used to further their cause and to embarrass, you know, both the Yemeni government and us? A lot of the information in these cables is not particularly new, but it is the context within which it is discussed and the way it can be exploited by people, the way that it can also put not just President Saleh, but a lot of the other people that we talk to on a regular basis in a position where we're not going to be able to have these kinds of conversations.
As a former ambassador, as a diplomat, are you nervous about seeing your name in print one day?
Given the sheer number of cables that have been leaked, I think the odds are that one of my cables, at least one of my cables, will probably be among the stack. Yes, I find that extremely difficult.